Good morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry here. It is Friday, July 17th, and all week long, Judge Sonia Sotomayor has sat before the Senate Judiciary Committee in confirmation hearings, and Todd Zwillick has been there from wall to wall, from the beginning to end. Todd, back with us. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, John. Good morning.
Sorry about my voice. I was doing karaoke with my 8-year-olds yesterday.
Don't
Stop Believing, Journey. That's the one that killed me. Totally the one that killed me.
Yeah, that would kill me too hearing
you sing that. So bad. So bad. It would kill everyone, and I definitely won't try to repeat it here. So at the beginning of this confirmation hearings moment, and it is a historic moment, first Hispanic woman nominee, and she comes from the South Bronx. She's got a very compelling story, but it was a foregone conclusion that she would get confirmed. Any sense from yesterday that this is going to be anything other than a kind of a party line rubber stamp?
Well, you know, John, you say it was a foregone conclusion, but I never really believed that because anything can happen in these hearings. You know, go back to Robert Bork, go back to Clarence Thomas, who was confirmed in 1991, but there were signs, you know, that hearing veered off into Anita Hill land quite late.
Right.
And he almost got defeated. So
although Lindsey Graham said
very closely,
unless she melted down, Lindsey Graham said right at the top that there was no way she wasn't going to be confirmed.
Right. And with her, to borrow a phrase from our friend John Hodgman, her Spock-like calm carried her through these these entire hearings. She didn't give over any she really didn't betray any uncertainty. She didn't veer at all from sort of a strict legal constitutional interpretation for all the questions that she was asked, whether it was about the phrase that I promised not to say, which was wise Latina,
wise Latina phrase. Yeah.
Right. Wise Latina phrase or any of the other things. But it is a foregone conclusion now because Republican leaders have come out and said quite certainly there will be no blocking of this and they will accede to a vote in early August, which gives Barack Obama, the president, and Harry Reid, the majority leader, their wish to have her confirmed before the August recess. So that looks like that's where we're headed.
And I said party line vote, but in fact, as you've just said there are Republicans who are definitely signaling that they're going to vote along with the Democrats. Let's talk about Lindsey Graham just for a moment. He began the week seeming pretty positive. Yesterday was testimony from people other than the nominee. Any sense that Graham has changed his tune at all?
There was a sense of that. The testimony yesterday, the most interesting testimony yesterday, some of it came from Frank Ricci of Ricci v. New Haven, the firefighters case.
Right.
And Republicans invited him. And when that happens, you're looking for the moment that they hope will galvanize support perhaps against the nominee. He's a sympathetic figure. He's a young guy who doesn't make a whole lot of money, just trying to get by. And this test, the New Haven firefighters test, he didn't get his promotion, even though he deserved it because of the case and really because of one of Sonia Sotomayor's decisions. Well, when it came time for Lindsey Graham to question Frank Ricci, and you wonder, you know, are they really going to go with the nominee? He really didn't. You know, Lindsey Graham has a tendency to lecture people, even though he can be quite entertaining. And I want to play a couple cuts. Listen to what he had to say to Frank Ricci when it came for the time to maybe attack the nominee.
I appreciate how difficult this must have been for you to bust your ass and to study so hard and to have it all stripped at the end. But I just want you to know as a country that we're probably one generation removed to where no matter how hard you studied, based on your last name or the color of your skin, you'd have no shot. And we're trying to find some balance.
Interesting. He's stepping away from Ricci. We should remind people in the Ricci case, the test was apparently in some way too hard, or I don't know what it is, but no African Americans passed the test, and so the local authorities decided that they wanted to throw it out and didn't promote the white firefighters who did pass the test, and that's what the issue was there. But there's
that's
Lindsey
right.
Graham
and
stepping away.
At other points also, Lindsey Graham said, look, the American Bar Association has given her a highly qualified rating. Even Ken Starr sees a lot in this nominee. A lot of people do. Now, he never said, I'm going to vote for her. And he said,
right.
He said there are her speeches that, quote, bug the hell out of me. But he also said a lot of people see a lot in this nominee, and so do I. And so he edged right up to the line that he looks like he's going to support her.
All right, let's listen to Linda Chavez, who's a minority witness at the hearings, a conservative Hispanic woman who had some fairly tough criticism for Sonia Sotomayor. But let's see how it was received. First, here's Linda Chavez.
It is clear from her record that she has drunk deep from the well of identity politics. I know a lot about that well, and I can tell you that it is dark and poisonous. It is, in my view, impossible to be a fair judge and also believe that one's race, ethnicity, and sex should determine how someone will rule as a judge.
How did those sentiments go down in the hearing room, Todd Zwillich?
Well, it was really up to Lindsey Graham once again to respond to her. And I might have stepped on, you know, some cuts that we wanted to play, and I apologize for that. But that's what he said. He said to her, look, there's a lot about this nominee that bugs me, but, you know, the ABA likes her, Ken Starr likes her, and I'm sorry, Ms. Chavez, but this is a qualified nominee.
Right.
He really didn't give her a lot of openings, even though that's sort of why she was there. I think by the time it was the last panel, the last series of panels, which is where Chavez was with Frank Ricci, that it had become, John, what you call that foregone conclusion, that these hearings were sort of over.
Well,
and the nominee was going to be confirmed.
And again, as you said, and Jeff Sessions even pointed it out, that it's a realistic chance to complete this vote before the August recess, which we were saying months ago might have actually been a tough sell for the Senate Judiciary Committee, but it looks like the Senate is on board. We will see if it's a foregone conclusion. Todd Zwillich, Takeaway Washington correspondent, have a great weekend.
Oh, thanks, John. My pleasure.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.